8,000.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, May 18th. Currently with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30, and the dew point is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A massive truck stop plan has North Wichita residents upset.
The Wichita City Council has approved plans for a new Love's truck stop near 21st and I-135. But residents who live in the neighborhood about a half mile away say the council refused to listen to them. They worry the truck stop will cause massive traffic congestion along 21st Street, a major corridor in North Wichita. They also worry about human trafficking. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Two Coffeyville residents were arrested this week on suspicion of animal cruelty charges. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Department of Agriculture served a search warrant at the home and found more than 70 animals, including dogs, cats, birds, snakes, chickens, ducks, rabbits, and more. In poor conditions, the animals had no food or clean water and were living in feces, according to investigators. The animals have been evaluated by a veterinarian and are now in shelters, waiting to be adopted. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. An Ellis County District Court judge rejected a South Carolina man's request for probation on a charge that he robbed all the Rage Studios in Hayes. Judge Glenn Braun sentenced Irving Brooks III to 32 months in prison for a charge of robbery, 12 months of aggravated assault, and 6 months for fleeing and eluding law enforcement. Brooks was also ordered to serve 24 months of post-release supervision, and Braun ordered the sentencing to run concurrently. Brooks also was ordered to pay $828 in restitution for a victim's medical expenses, $24 for the money that was stolen from the salon, and court fees. Brooks was given credit for 425 days that he has served in the Ellis County Detention Center. And although Brooks only had 3 misdemeanor charges in his criminal history, Braun noted that Brooks had multiple arrests in multiple states, including charges of domestic violence and assault. Brooks pled guilty in March to entering the All the Rage salon, threatening an employee, taking $24, and then leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase that started in Russell and ended on North Vine Street in Hayes. A Hayes law enforcement officer was injured and 3 vehicles were damaged in the pursuit. And Brooks is also facing charges in Colorado for allegedly stealing the vehicle that he was driving when he was arrested in Kansas. Those charges include robbery, aggravated motor vehicle theft, theft, menacing, and criminal mischief. Brooks waived extradition to Colorado prior to his sentencing on Tuesday. As Kansas farmers get ready for harvest, this year's wheat crop does not look good. Unless the total bushels of wheat in Kansas exceeds 191 million, this will be the smallest wheat crop since 1963. And scouters report seeing what they expected, a disappointing wheat crop throughout the state. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said they've got 105 people making hundreds of stops across the state each day at random wheat fields, and the drought is just very evident. Teams have had a hard time finding wheat fields that aren't abandoned, as fields across Kansas are looking short and sparse, with some not tall enough to be harvested. Harry said in his 10-plus years of the wheat tour, he's never had difficulty finding wheat fields that they could measure. But on Wednesday, they actually had trouble finding fields that they could measure because if a farmer abandons a field, they don't count it. South Central Kansas holds a quarter of all wheat acres in the state, which means it determines a majority of the outcome for Kansas. And it also has an effect on businesses across the nation. With Abhay Patwa, a grain scientist for J.M. Smucker, saying that over the next several weeks, they will work closely with the milling companies to basically understand how the functionality of the wheat is going to be affecting their products. There's still a lot of uncertainty as to what harvest could look like. The wheat crop could be damaged by hail and heat, or moisture could plump up the kernels. The Wheat Quality Council will create a final report today. Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2002, which is a bipartisan bill that creates two sales tax exemptions that will increase available resources for suicide prevention and provide services for elderly and disabled Kansans. The sales tax exemption will help Kansas Suicide Prevention HQ increase its ability to provide suicide prevention training and raise awareness of mental health resources in communities across the state. The tax exemption for area agencies on aging will expand their ability to serve Kansas seniors and individuals with disabilities through increased accessibility, services, and community. Julie Govert with the Area Agency on Aging stated that Kansas Area Agencies on Aging are the forces behind essential services that older Kansans, people living with disabilities, and caregivers need to maintain their well-being in their community and in their homes. She said this bill will help older Kansans and caregivers receive those services, including support for senior centers, friendship meals, and home-delivered meals, and other in-home services to maintain an independent, positive quality of life. The Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs Office, or KCVAO, Veterans Cemetery Program, invites everyone to attend Memorial Day services on Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m. at the four state veterans cemeteries. All four state cemeteries, Fort Dodge, Fort Riley, Manhattan, Waukene, and Winfield, will host services at the same time this year. All are welcome to attend and honor veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for this nation. Seating is limited, so please feel free to take your own lawn chairs. Kansas Senate Bill 19 was signed into law in 1999, authorizing the construction of four state veteran cemeteries. The construction of the cemeteries was made possible by applying for and receiving a 100% funded grant from the Department of Veterans Affairs Federal Cemetery Grants Program. Fort Dodge was the first cemetery dedicated in 2002, and the last cemetery constructed, Fort Riley, Manhattan, was dedicated in 2009. The KCVAO has interred over 4,500 eligible veterans and family members in the four cemeteries. You can visit kcva.ks.gov/veteran-cemeteries for more information about the location of each cemetery. In Nebraska news, at around 1 p.m. on Tuesday, the Holt County Sheriff's Office, the Holt County Attorney and Coroner's Office, the Nebraska State Patrol, and Chambers Fire and Rescue responded to a reported plane crash in a pasture near Chambers. The plane, which was identified as a Cessna 172, was en route from Newton, Kansas to North Dakota at the time of the crash. And the pilot of the plane, identified as 69-year-old Mark Geitzen of Wichita, was pronounced dead at the scene. The Holt County Sheriff's Office secured the crash scene, and investigators from the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board were at the crash site. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. An Ord man faces multiple charges after fleeing from Ord police and later fighting them. Joseph Soto Pacheco, 25 of Ord, is charged in Valley County Court with escape using force, assault of an officer, resisting arrest, obstructing a peace officer, operating a vehicle to avoid arrest, refusing to submit to a pretest, and possessing or consuming an open alcohol container. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 1:15 a.m. last Saturday, an Ord police officer attempted to stop a green Dodge pickup that was driven by Soto Pacheco for traffic violations. The affidavit said that he allegedly refused to pull over and led the officer on a pursuit in Ord, turning seven times over the course of 10 blocks, and did not stop at two stop signs. He then pulled into a driveway in the 500 block of North 18th Street. When Soto Pacheco was contacted, the officer said he showed signs of being under the influence and refused to submit to a preliminary breath test. The officer said that he allegedly refused to follow directions to give him his hands, causing him to exert substantial force to try and overcome his resistance. However, he continued to resist arrest, broke free from the officer, and pushed him to the ground. Soto Pacheco then reportedly escaped from the officer and ran away before the officer was able to locate him. A Valley County Sheriff's deputy later located him and yelled at him to stop, but he ignored the commands. The affidavit said Soto Pacheco turned himself in on Monday and was lodged in the Valley County Jail. His bond was set at 10% of $50,000, and his next court date is set for May 24th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Community Foundation has announced its 2023 scholarship recipients. A total of $24,450 was awarded to Norton Community High School seniors and or second-year college students from six different funds held at the Norton County Community Foundation. Receiving the Candace Gay Memorial Scholarship of $500, Lucas Kinney. Receiving the Della Connell Scholarship of $20,000, Avery Stark, Kara Cox, Colin Brooks, Cooper Bailey, Dylan Hawks, Ellie Katz, Erica Miller, Kayla Donahue, Kelly Donahue, Colton Field, Lakin Lanier, Lauren Shoemaker, Lucas Kinney, Nolan Juneman, Oliver Miller, Olivia Miller, Rylan Wildeman, Sean Ward Anderson, Silas Jones, Wesley Brooks, and Wyatt Hammond. Receiving the Durham Family Scholarship of $750, Jefferson Otter. Receiving the Glenn and Wilda Bowman Family Scholarship of $1,000, Taylor Mapes. Receiving the Norton Community High School Alumni Endowment Scholarship of $1,000, Colin Brooks. And receiving the Norton Rotary Scholarship of $1,200, Avery Porter, Ella Carter, and Garrett Urban. Lindsay Peterson, the Norton County Community Foundation Director of Development and Operations, said they're excited the Norton County Community Foundation was able to facilitate the scholarships for these recipients. And as always, they want to thank the donors whose commitment to education will make a big difference in the lives of these students. For more information about scholarships, you can call the Norton County Community Foundation at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or visit the Norton County Community Foundation in the Heaton Building in Suite 203. More information about the Norton County Community Foundation can be found at nortonccf.org. The City of Norton reminds everyone that due to circumstances and conditions adversely affecting the normal usage of water, which includes the scheduled maintenance of the water tower and the extreme drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas, the city ordered water conservation practices defined in Norton City Code 15210C that began on Friday, April 28th. The water conservation rules include that there is to be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. Anyone with home addresses ending in 1, 3, 5, 7, or 9 can water on odd-numbered calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in 2, 4, 6, 8, or 0 can water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants. However, there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses that include car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interests of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, although there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And any violation of the rules or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. The full executive order is available on the City of Norton website at cityofnorton.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The bridge, which spans the Kyle Railroad, is located approximately 13 miles east of the U.S. 183 junction, or 2 miles east of Agra. The activities include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in early July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed, and John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. Mass of Christian burial for Bernice Becker, 94 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. today, Thursday, May 18th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Bernice and Henry Becker Scholarship Fund or the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between noon and 3 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 76 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 51. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 70 with a north wind around 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, mostly clear with the low around 41. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with the high near 78. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. On Monday, sunny with a high near 81. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30. And the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The KC Royals secured just their third series victory of the season as they knocked out the San Diego Padres 4-3 on Wednesday afternoon at Petco Park. The Royals used 7 different relievers to get the win as they are still without a number 5 starter. Carlos Hernandez began the game with 2 clean innings with 4 strikeouts. Mike Myers and Josh Taylor combined to allow 3 runs over 3 1/3 innings in relief of Hernandez, Then Jose Quaz, Aroldis Chapman, and Taylor Clark together 2 2/3 shutout innings, while Scott Barlow pitched a 1-2-3 ninth to notch his sixth save. The Royals' offense did just enough to get the victory. The offense was led by Michael Garcia and Vinny Pasquantino as each continued to break out of prolonged slumps. Pasquantino hit a 2-run home run in the sixth, while Michael Garcia collected 3 hits, including an RBI double in the sixth inning. He was the only Royal with a multi-hit outing. The club will now have an off day this afternoon as they travel to Chicago to get a 3-game weekend series with the White Sox that starts on Friday night. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have an upper-level storm system emerging out of Canada that's going to be settling into the northern states and eventually the Great Lakes by Friday. That will push a cold front southward from Nebraska into Kansas. We're expecting storms to develop along this southward-moving cold front later on this afternoon and this evening. That will mainly affect folks in central Kansas and eventually make its way into the southwestern part of the state, where we have a lower-end chance of strong storms. Heavy rainfall possible across southern Kansas late tonight and into Friday. Then the system moves on off to the east of us, with quiet and dry weather settling in for the weekend and early next week. A flood watch has been issued across northwestern Kansas today. Rain likely with a high in the upper 60s. Scattered storms in north central Kansas with a high 78. Mostly sunny, low 80s in northeastern Kansas today. Rain and thunderstorms in southwestern Kansas with a high 75. Showers and storms late today in south central Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. Sunny and upper 70s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan Holliday, for that check of the weather. Live cattle showed some spread trading on Wednesday, with nearby contracts closing higher on the prospects of steady cash. Feeder cattle could not find support from the fall corn, and hogs plummeted as 2 days of strength were viewed as a selling opportunity. Now, December corn is down 2 cents early this morning, continuing its slide to lower ground after falling below $5 on Wednesday. November soybeans are down 7 cents early this morning, showing no signs of hesitation after prices fell through support at $12 on Wednesday and are now trading at their lowest level in over a year. Now, July Kansas City wheat is trading down 24 cents this morning as speculative trading is rejecting everything traders have learned about the prospects for U.S. wheat. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.